We have been covering the qualities required by a sadhaka, 26 qualities, divine qualities required by a sadhakas. In the Sri Krishna, in the 16th chapter says, divine qualities, by acquiring this one, Devi Sampat Vimokshaya, this quality, divine wealth, liberates us. The negative force, if you start accumulating the negative force, it binds us. Nibandaya Asuri Matha, it binds us, pulls us down. And the 26 qualities we have been covering. This, our life, last week I mentioned, we should lead a life based on the values, value-based living. Those who lead their life based on the values, they will be remembered. They will be a role model there for their children or for the colleagues or for the society. If you do not have a value in your life, and lead a life, and we may think we are leading a luxury life, but no one will respect us. We won't be a role model, and we are cheating ourselves and not doing justice to the community also. And repeat after me, the 26 qualities we touched upon, we covered 10 qualities. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi.
Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi.
Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi.
Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi.
Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha.
Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha.
Svadhyaya Tapa Arjavam.
Svadhyaya Tapa Arjavam.
One is Abhayam, be fearless. Fearless, be fearless. We get feared, we get scared when there is insecurity. Security, we are not feeling comfortable. We feel insecure. When the insecurity is there, we get scared. And because of insecurity, we take insurance for all things. Whatever things we think of, we take insurance for our dentistry, eyes, ears, legs, and house, property, car, but still we feel insecure. And it says in the scriptures, the whole universe is under the control of someone who looks after, he knows in and out of everything. May we, if we secure our mind at his feet, naturally, the fear goes out. That one is belief in the Lord, surrender to Him. That is the highest of the security we can have. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi. Calm your mind. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihe. Aspire for the higher knowledge. Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha. Be magnanimous in your life. Be generous. Give to the right people at the right time. Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha. Have control over your senses. Yajnascha Svadhyaya Tapa Arjavam. You are continuously strive to acquire knowledge, reflect on the scriptures, and learn and pass on. It is Svadhyaya Pravachanabhyam Na Pramaditavyam. Learn and pass on. Svadhyaya Tapa Arjavam. Arjavam is tapa and arjavam, they are linked together. And the tapas we covered in the three levels, in the body level, talking level, in the mental level. In the body level, it is devad vijagaro prajnam.
Devad vijagaro prajnam.
Pujanam shaucham arjavam.
Pujanam shaucham arjavam.
Brahmacharya ahimsamcha.
Brahmacharya ahimsamcha.
Shariram tapa uchyate.
Shariram tapa uchyate.
The tapas in the physical level, respect to the knowledgeable people, respect to the realized people, respect to the teacher who imparts the knowledge, respect to them. And brahmacharya, have a goal for your life, aspire for the higher things in your life. Work towards the higher things. Do not squander your energy for trivial things. Conserve your energy. Brahmacharya ahimsamcha. My life should not be a burden for others. Not to be leaning on others all the time. Brahmacharya ahimsamcha. This is the tapas in the physical level. Last week we touched upon the tapas in the talking level. Anudvegakaram vakyam.
Anudvegakaram vakyam.
Satyam priyam hitam chayate.
Satyam priyam hitam chayate.
Svadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva.
Svadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva.
Vangmayam tapa uchyate.
Vangmayam tapa uchyate.
The tapas in the talking level, when you are talking, it should be very nice to hear. Our Manpreet is here, that if she is delivering a message on the radio, it should be that very nice to hear. The talker, it's a pleasing to hear. Some people, that if the sound is not coming from the navel, if you talk, it's a very shrill sound. You don't feel like hearing. Sound should be pleasing to hear. Anudvega, without any excitement. And there is no abusive language. No, it's when you are talking, no abusive language, no swearing. It's a control. Control your language. No swearing at all. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam. Talk about the truth, which is conducive. It will bring in good for others. By telling truth, if it brings the disturbance in the society, not to speak that one. And satyam priyam, it should. And good to hear and should bring out good for others. Satyam priyam hitam chayata. Svadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva. Your talking should have a reference in the scriptures. Many great people should have thought about that one. You should be talking about that one. That is the tapas in the talking level. Tapas in the mental level. Manaprasada saumyatvam.
Manaprasada saumyatvam.
Maunam atma vinigraha.
Maunam atma vinigraha.
Bhava samshuddhi ityetat.
Bhava samshuddhi ityetat.
Tapa manasa uchyate.
Tapa manasa uchyate.
Manaprasada, manaprasada. Mind always calm. Serene person. Not it's an agitated person. Always calm mind. Mana prasada somyatvam. Very simple person. Very soft person. Not a rash person. People should like dealing with that person. Very somya svabhava. Somya, very polite in nature. Not a very disturbed nature. Very aggressive person. Calm down, calm down. Mana prasada and nature is very soft spoken, very mild person. Mana prasada saumyatvam. Maunam, observe silence. Not to talk. Too much of talking disturbs your mind. Talk a little and when required. When you are going in a company of great people, big people, and knowledgeable people, some people, they don't know how to control. They keep on talking. Then generally when the great masters are there, if you start speaking too much, they keep quiet. And you are there to absorb the knowledge from them. When you go near the great teacher, great masters, observe silence. Let them speak. You are here to take the knowledge. On the other token, if you start speaking, they keep quiet. It's maunam, absorb silence. Every day that in Gandhiji, for example, every Ekadashi he used to observe silence. Never used to talk. It's absorb silence for at least few hours. It is good for your vocal cord also. Good for your thinking. Maunam, atma vinigraha. Senses in your control, atma vinigraha. Bhava samshuddhi ityetat. Your mind should work towards cleansing your heart. Bhava simshuddhi ityetat. This is the tapas in the mental level. What Shri Krishna here is talking about, tapas in the body level, mind level and thinking level. Align these three. This is the tapas. Your body, it's a body, mind and thinking should align each other. In any organization, if your organization, there is one R&D department is there, research department is there, they visualize things where we should be in 10 years, 20 years. And marketing people, good in communication, good in expression, they deliver the message, whatever is their research, they want to sell it to the people. It's a marketing people, good in talking. And implementer, whoever is doing, the hands-on people in the physical level. In the organization, there are three different departments. It's a research and able to communicate, sell the product, and one who does the work. And here Sri Krishna says, all three should align within you. You should have a vision for your life. And whatever vision you have, you should be able to express, communicate. When you have a good vision, the thought, speech comes out. When my clarity of thinking itself is not clear, my expression also becomes, it's not clear. Have a good thinking, deep thinking, and express properly, and implement it. What you speak, you should practice. If I don't practice, and only talking, it's of no value. I can convince others, but I am cheating myself. And Sri Krishna says, tapas, tapas, you have to think great, think noble things, and able to communicate with others what you are thinking, and you implement in your own life. Those who do that one, they become a great leader. This secret of great leadership is mentioned here. This tapas, tapas, the ta pa, two letters, ta pa, if you don't do ta pa, it becomes reverse, pa ta, you will fall down. You won't rise up in your life. If you want to rise up in your life and think, express, and implement, when you do that one, the great leadership in you dawns in. The great tapasvis, great yogis, in Badrinath, when I went there, Badrinath, that place is called as, what we went, Badrinath, it is called as Mokshada. The name of that Badrinath, is called as Mokshada. And another name of that one, Yoga Siddhida. Yoga Siddhida, one gets the Siddhi in yoga. Many yogis that I was talking to, one yogi in a cave, he was saying that many yogis are practicing yoga not to run away, that they want to get their mind clear, think great. After that, they won't remain there. They will come down to the plains, they communicate this message, what they thought, and they will show it to the community by practicing. The tapasvis, the yoga siddhi, if you, great leaders, behind that one, there is an intense thinking is there. Intense thinking and delivery of that one, and implement within. That when we do that one, we become an asset to the community. We become an asset to the generations. We can do that one. There is a great leadership in us, and Sri Krishna says, how to become a great leader? Think great and express it properly, and the thinking becomes clearer, your expression becomes clearer, and implement in the body level. We'll touch upon the other part next week. Lie down on your mat.